ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilui Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, starting Maseches Harayos on the Beis Amud Aleph. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says the following halacha, Hayu Beisin Lavar La'achas Mikom Mitzvahs Hamuras Batayah V'Holach HaYachid V'Asa Shegig Alpiyam, that the Yachid is Pater Mipnesha Tola Bebeistin. Our Gemara explains, I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmu, Zu Divei Rabbi Yehuda, Avo Chachamim Eimim Yachid Sha'asa Beroas Beistin Chayiv. The Gemara goes on to say that the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda, that a Yachid Sha'asa Beroas Beistin is Pater, is from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im Nefesh Achas Techeta Bishkoga Ba'asaisa. And from the word ba'aseisa we learn out, the one is the only chayiv if he is oise mipiatzmai, not if he is toilin beistin. That is a makar of Rabbi Yehuda, that a yachid who is toila bebeistin is potzer. In the Gemara in Shabbos, on that tzadik gimel amud alef, we find that the Gemara says, there are b'shimen is chilek on Rabbi Yehuda. And even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are now from Ba'aseisa, the halacha that a yachid who is Tehila Bebeistin is Pater, according to Reb Shimon, Ba'aseisa is coming to tell me another halacha. Now as far as this, Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon does not use the word Ba'aseisa to be mechadish a yachid who is Tehila Bebeistin is Pater. We find two gersoyes in the Gemara and Shabbos. Rashi is gers as we find in our gers in the Gemara and Shabbos, that this Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda is because Reb Shimon holds that a yachid who is teila bebeistin is chayiv, and for that reason he uses the word ba'aseisa to mechadish another halacha. On the other hand, Tosis is gairus in the Gemara as follows, that this, that according to Reb Shimon, we use word ba'aseisa to tell us another halacha, and not the halacha of yachid who is teila bebeistin is potter, is because according to Reb Shimon, yachid sha'asa be'ras beistin loy tzarech krah. And even without a pasuk, we know that a yachid who is teila bebeisin is pater. As Tosis explains, this that according to Reb Shimon, it is pasha that a yachid who is teila bebeisin is pater, is because a yachid who is teila bebeisin is considered an oines. And since he is considered an oines for that reason, it is pashat that he is pater. Tosis brings the following raya for the Gemara later on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that according to Reb Shimon, yachid who is teila bebeisin is pater. In the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis, we find that the Mishnah says as follows: Hayu beisin v'yadu shetov v'chazu b'hen, bein sheviu kaparasan, u'bein sheviu kaparasan v'holach v'as al piem. Reb Shimon Peter. From there, Tosis proves that according to Reb Shimon, yachid who is teila bebeisin is pater, and for that reason, Tosis says, the one cannot be geiris like the Geras of Rashi, but rather one has to be Geras that according to Reb Shimon, this a Yachid Hatil Abbasin is Potter, is Loi Tzarech Kra. Now, one has to understand Pshat and the Raya of Tosfos. The Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis is referring to a case that it was Hayu Beistin Va'asu Roiv Tzibor Al Piem. And in such a case, Reb Shimon says that the Yachid who is Holach Va'as Al Piem is Potter. But how can Tosis prove from that Mishnah that so too a regular Yachid who is Teila Bebeistin in a case that it was Loi Asu Roiv Tzibor Al Piem, that such a Yachid is also Pater in a case of Roiv Tzibor Asu Al Piem Akui Alma? Each Yachid is not Chayiv to bring his own carbon. So to explain Pshat in the Raya of Tosis Achaya, one has to say as follows, that since the Mishnah is referring to a case that based in were Hayru, and they already brought their kapara, and so Reb Shimon says that if someone went and was asa al piem that he is potter, this that he is potter cannot be explained, since he is included in the Reiv Tzibor, since as far as being included in the Reiv Tzibor, once the Tzibor already brought their carbon, he can no longer be included in Reiv Tzibor. And for that reason, Tosis understands that this, that according to Reb Shimon is potter, even if based in already brought their carbon, can only be explained based on this. Reb Shimon holds that a yachid who is teila bebeistin is potter. And since Reb Shimon holds that a yachid who is teila bebeistin is potter, the p'tur has nothing to do with the fact that he is included in the kaparas hatzibor, and in the korban of the tzibur, but rather this that he is potter is because if Shimon holds that Yochid was tila be-based in his potter. This Rashi argues on Tosfos, and Rashi explains that according to Reb Shimon Yochid, who is Teila be-based in his Chayiv, and still Reb Shimon Paters, in a case of a Veil Kaparoson, is because Rashi understands that a Heicha shall also Roiv Tzibur al Piyam, then one no longer has the Chiyuv of each Yochid v'Yochid, and now the entire Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv for the Tzibur to bring a Korban. And for that reason, even in a case that the Tzibur already brought their Korban, but still he does not have his own personal Chiyuv, even if we are to say that Yochid who is Teila be-based in his Chayiv. According to this Malach, it comes out that the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand the Halacha of Rav Tzibur Sha'asu al pi beistin. Do we understand that Halacha Rav Tzibur Sha'asu al pi beistin is because even though each Yachid v'Yachid has their own personal Chiyav, if we are to say that Yachid was Teila be-based in his Chayav, but still they are Yitze their Chiyav with the Kaparas HaTzibur, or do we say that Heicha Sha'asu Rav Tzibur al piyam, there is only one Chiyav? And we do not say that each Yachid v'Yachid has his own personal Chiyuv. And the Nafkamina is, in a case of Kvar Heviu Kaparasan, that if we are to say that Heicha Sha'asu Rav Tzibur al piyam, even though each Yachid v'Yachid has his own personal Chiyuv, but still he is Yetzi his Chiyuv with the Kaparas HaTzibur, then Heicha Shekvar Gviu Kaparasan, that he cannot be included in the Kapar of a Tzibur, then he will have his own personal Chiyuv, which, as we explained, is a Shita of Tosfos and Shabbos. On the other hand, according to the other Tzad, even Heicha Shekvar Hiviu Kaparasan, but still Heicha Sha'asu Rav Tzibur al piyam, then we do not say that each person has their own personal Chiyuv, and therefore even Acher Sheviu Kaparasan, but still a Yachid will not be Chayiv a Korban since he is included in the Tzibur, which, as we mentioned, is a Shita of Rashi. In the Rambam, in Perkudal Milchosh Kogas Al-Chadal, we find that the Rambam says as follows, based in Shahiru Bishkoga, Ve'achar kach neida lahem shetou, rak einam zeichim, im bedam hayru, oi becholav, va'am edin oisam va'imimam bekach ve'kach hayresam onu, Hare heim peturim in a korban, va'atzibur chayavin kol echad kispa oisiyya. From this, the Rambam says that even though the tzibur will also all be based in, but still if based in, do not bring a korban, then each yachid v'yachid is chayav achayav one sees, like the first ad that we mentioned before, which is a shita of Tosfos, that even heicha sha'asu roiv tzibur al piyam, but still each yachid v'yachid has his own personal chiyav, just he is yaitzei his chiyav with the kapora of the tzibur. And therefore, if for whatever reason the tzibur does not bring a kapara, then he is chayiv, since his own personal chiyav was never paka. In the Kiri Sefer and Perek Yigimo Melchosh Kogos, we find that the Kiri Sefer explains b'shitas haravid, that the shita of the ravid is this, that any time there is a boyad v'yifshita, as far as who should bring the korban, if the tzibur are chayavim or the chiyav is a chiyav al kol echad ve'echad, then we say that misafik kol echad ve'echad is chayav to bring his own personal korban. The Lacha Mishnah asks, v'chayra, how can we mechayav each yachid v'yachid to bring his own korban? V'chayra, it is a safik chulin ba'zara. So to explain pshat in the Kiri Sefer, v'chayra, one can say that the Kiri Sefer understands that even in a case also Rav Tzibur al pi beistin, but still each yachid v'yachid is chayav their own korban, just they happen to be able to be yitzei with a korban shel hatzibur. But b'makim safik, that there is no korban shel hatzibur, then we say that each yachid v'yachid is chayav to bring his own korban, since without a kapara tzibur, he has his own chiyuv. That is a chayav one can explain pshat in the Kiri Sefer. But if one looks carefully at the Kiri Sefer, we find that the Kiri Sefer explains this that b'makom safek v'ermechayev kol echad ve'echad to bring his own carbon is only because we are mukminon v'hu aches kasayu. According to the Mahalach we mentioned before in the Kiryas Sefer, one does not need to say ukminon v'hu aches kasayu in order to explain this, that each achad v'yachad is chayev to bring his own carbon, but rather all one needs to say is this, that since a tzibur is not bringing a carbon for that reason, each yachid v'yachid is chayev to bring their own carbon. So to explain pshat in the Kiryas Sefer, okay, one can explain pshat in the Kiryas Sefer based on this that we find by Reb Chaim and Hochesh Kogis. Reb Chaim and Hochesh Kogis brings down the following shaila as far as how to explain the halacha that a tzibur shall also be based in that they are potter from a carbon yachid. Do we understand this, that they're a potter from a carbon yachid, is a special halacha that a tzibur shall also be based in our peturim? And as Reb Chaim says, shnei dinim nefradim hein beri aspeis in chada de peturim mikarben yachid, v'asheinis lechayavim mikarben tzibur, which is a second sad that we mentioned before. Or Reb Chaim goes on to say that there is another way with which one can explain this, that by a tzibur shall also be based in each yachid v'yachid is potter from bringing their own carbon. And as long as a tzibur are chayavim to bring a carbon, the shkaga of each yachid v'yachid is included in the din of halim chet shal tzibur sheish b'din ha-mechayiv b'carbon tzibur. And as long as there is a din ha-mechayiv b'carbon tzibur, each yachid v'yachid is potter from bringing their own carbon. And as Reb Chaim goes on to say, according to the second sad, one does not need that the tzibur should actually bring a carbon in order to pater kol yachid v'yachid, but rather all one needs is this, that there is a din ha-mechayiv b'carbon tzibur. And as long as there is a din ha-mechayiv b'carbon tzibur, each yachid v'yachid is pater. And for that reason, Reb Chaim goes on to explain a pshat in the Mishnah later on Daf Gimel Beis, that even if a yachid was asa b'ras pastin, after the tzibur already brought their carbon, but still he is potter since he is included in the din ha-mechayev b'carbon tzibur. And therefore his din is to have a carbon shal tzibur. And since his din is to have a carbon shal tzibur, for that reason he is potter from his own personal carbon. Reb Chaim goes on to say that the entire nafkamina between these two tzadim is as far as a tzibur that were not nischayev b'karben tzibur. In such a case, according to the first side of Reb Chaim, that the halacha of a tzibur shal se b'ras based in, this that they are potter from a karben yachid, is because there is a special din that a tzibur shal se b'ras based in are peturin, then even if a tzibur not nischayev b'karben tzibur, but still a tzibur shal se b'ras based in will be peturin. On the other hand, according to the second side, since the tzibur were not nischayev a carbon, for that reason we will say that each yachid v'yachid is chayev in his own personal carbon. Based on this side of Reb Chaim, one can explain pshat in the Kiryas Sefer that we mentioned before as follows. This of the Kiryas Sefer explains pshat in the Ravid, that where there is a suffix as far as a chiyuv of the tzibur, we say ukim uhu aches kasayu, and each yachid v'yachid is chayev, is because really each yachid v'yachid is chayev to bring his own carbon. Just it is a din hachiyuv al tzibur which patters each yachid v'yachid from his chiyuv, and therefore if we have a suffix, if there is a chiyuv al tzibur, we will say ukim uhu aches kasayu, and we will say that they do not become potter from their own personal chiyuv. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the Kiryas Sefer. Now getting back to this that we mentioned before, B'Shem Taisis. A Taisis and Shabbos explains this, that according to Reb Shimon, we will say that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is Potter, is even without a drasha, is because Reb Shimon understands that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is considered an Aynes, and therefore even without a drasha, it is Pasha that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is Potter from bringing his own carbon. In Rashi and Shabbos, we find that Rashi explains that even according to Yehuda, that one needs a drasha in order to mechadesh that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is potter. This that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is potter is because he is considered an Aynes. And one needs a drasha to mechadesh that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is considered an Aynes. This how we find that Rashi explains that the drasha is coming to mechadesh that Yachid Shas HaBiras Beisin is potter since he is considered an Aynes. So to occur one sees. From Rashi later on Daf Gimel Beis, as you mentioned before, the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis says that Haru Beis and Viyadu Shatova Chazur Bohen, Bein Shivu Kaparasno, Bein Shivu Yivu Kaparasno, Vahalach Vahas Alpien, Reb Shimon Paitzer. Rashi on Daf Gimel Beis explains that this, that according to Reb Shimon he is Pater, is not because he is included in Rav Tzibor, as Rashi explains that he cannot be included in Rav Tzibor, since la'achar shenoida lohem asa zeh, in other words, since he did the avera, after Beistin were yadu shato, for that reason he cannot be included in Rav Tzibor. In order to be included in Rav Tzibor, one needs the Ras Beistin to still be kayim. After Beistin were yadu shato, the Ras Beistin is no longer kayim, and therefore he cannot be included in Rav Tzibor. In order to have the halacha of Rav Tzibor, one needs that it was also Tzibor b'ra'as Beistin, and therefore one needs the ra'ah to be kaim in order to be included in Rav Tzibor. Rashi goes on to explain this, that according to Rav Shimon, one is potzer, even though it was yadu shato, and therefore the ra'ah is no longer kaim, is because according to Rav Shimon, we will say that since b'ra'as Beistin hu'aisa, for that reason he has the p'tur of Teila Bebeistin. In other words, Rashi on the Daf Gimel Beis is going like the Shita of Tesis that we mentioned before, that from the Mishnah on the Daf Gimel Beis one sees that according to Rav Shimon there is a lach of Yachid Shetola Bebeistin. Now here one has to understand, if there is no Yoas Beistin Solkayim, how can one have the p'tur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin? Based on the Shita of Rashi that we mentioned before, that the Yusayid of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin is because he is considered an Einus, one can explain Pshat and Rashi very simply. This Rashi explains that according to Rav Shimon one is Pater even though it was Yadu Shetola, and therefore the Ra is no longer Kayim, is because as far as the Halach of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin, that the Yochid is Pater, one does not need that the Ra is based in his Kayim. But rather, even if the Ra is no longer Kayim, but still as long as he did not know Shato, we will consider him an Einus. And since he is considered an Einus for that reason, he will be Potzer. In other words, by Yochid Shaasa B'Ras Beistin, the Ptur is as the Gemara explains, since B'Rashos Beistin Huaisa, since he did not know Sheyadu Shato. And therefore, even if the Ra is not Kayim, but still one is Potzer, this that one needs that the Ra is Kayim, is only as far as the halacha of a tzibur shall also appear Ra'as Beistin, that the tzibur is pater. As far as that, one needs that the ra'ah is kayim in order for us to say that a tzibur shall also be Ra'as Beistin are peturim. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Shmuel and Ravdimi min Arda. If one needs mutarin atem lases, or mutarin atem is enough. And in the first lashon of our Gemara, says, "Amar Shmuel la'ilam in basin chayavin atcherim ulhem mutarin atem." If dimi min arda amar atcherim ulhem mutarin atem la'asais. And as one sees in our Gemara, this machlekes is not only a machlekes as far as the chiyuv shall based in by also Rav Tzibor al pien, but rather this machlekes applies the p'tur of yachid shetola based in. And the p'tur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin is also dependent upon this machlokes if one needs mutarin atem la'aseis or not. As our Gemara says, Amar Ababa afa non nami tanina hiru abeisu inase v'hocha v'koko chayeves v'korben shoytiru la elali inase. From this, Ababa proves, from the loch of hiru abeisu inase v'hocha v'koko chayeves v'korben shoytiru la elali inase, that one needs mutarin atem lases, and there one sees that halacha mutarin atem lases applies the p'tur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin as well. And this that one needs mutarin atem lases, according to Radimi Min Arda, is a halacha as far as the chiyuv shall based in ba'asur yitzibra alpien, and is also a halacha as far as the p'tur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin, and as far as the halacha of Zalkei Mamre. Now this, that one needs mutarim atem la'aseis, we find the Rashi explains that one needs mutarim atem la'aseis to be considered a gemar ha'yah. As Rashi says, lo'id nigmara ha'yah asam atchirimu mutarim atem la'aseis. Now here one has to understand, If we are to explain that the Torah of Yochid Shetol Bebeistin is because he was also Bishas Beistin and therefore he is considered an Ines, if so, why should one need a Gemari Ra, even without a Gemari Ra? But still, we should say that since he was also Bishas Beistin, that itself is a reason that he should be Patzer. And therefore, the Halacha Mutar Matim Lases, that one needs a Gemari Ra, should only apply to the Halacha of Asur Reiv Tzibra PM and to the Halacha of Zalkan Mamri, but not to the Halacha of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Rashi and Shabbos, who explains that the Ptur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin is because the Torah is Mechadish that he is considered an Ines, L'chayr one has to say, as we find in the Tesis HaRosh, that this that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases is not because one needs a Gemara Ra, but rather this that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases is because one needs a Ra B'Shas Maisa, and only a Ra B'Shas Maisa is considered a Ra, as the Tesis HaRosh explains, L'fishak Sha'isra Mezumun Wei Lases Miyad Oz Medakti Kamir B'Dvaru Shaitara Al Yodei Takola. And Mutar Matam Lases means that one needs a Ra B'Shas Maisa, since then the Mira is Medaktik B'Dvarav. And therefore this halacha will apply to Yachid Shetola Bebeistin, that the only time we consider the Yachid as a Yachid Shetola Bebeistin is only as far as a Ra B'Shas Maisa, that then the Yachid has a right to be Tehila Bebeistin, since Beistin were Medaktik B'Divrehen. And therefore, in order for us to consider the Yachid Shetola Bebeistin as an Ines, and we say that since B'Shas Beisin Uaisa, for that reason he is Potter, is only by a Ra B'Shas Maisa. So again, we have Machlokes between Rashi and the Yesh Mefarshim in the Tesis HaRosh, as far as how to explain this, that we find the Shita who holds that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases in order to have the Ptur of Yochid Shetola Bebeistin. Rashi explains that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases in order to be considered a Gemar Hara. And so do we find in the Tesis HaRosh B'Shem Derama. On the other hand, the Yesh Mefarshim in the Tesis HaRosh argues, and the Yesh Mefarshim understands this, that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases is not because one needs a Gemar Hara, but rather one needs a Ra B'Shas Maisa in order for us to say that based on Redaktik B'Divrayim. Now, here one can ask, if from Rashi and Arsugya one sees, the Rashi argues on this that we find in Rashi and Shabbos, and Rashi and Arsugya understands that the Ptur of Yochid Shetol Bebeistin is not because the Yochid is considered an Ines, but rather there is a new Ptur since he was Tehila B'Ra'as Beistin. If so, how are we to explain Pshat and Rashi on Af Gimel and Beis, we mentioned before, the Rashi explains that this, that according to Rav Shimon, one is Potter, even though it's Yadu based in Shetol, is because even though one does not have a Yor, but still one has a Ptur of Yachid, Sha'asa Birishos based in. If so, what is Pshat in the Shita that holds that one needs Mutar Matam Lases and one needs a Gemari Ra? Lachar, even without a Gemari Ra, one has a Yachid Sha'asa Birishos based in. So to explain Pshat, B'Shitas, Rashi, and Arsugya L'Chayr, one has to say as follows. The Rashi understands that even though according to Reb Shimon, there is a Ptur of Yachid Sha'asa B'Rishos Beistin, but that is only according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. According to the Shita of Reb Yehuda, on the other hand, who has a Drasha T'Mechadesh Adi Yachid Shetola B'Beistin is Potter, this Adi Yachid Shetola B'Beistin is Potter has nothing to do with the fact that the Yachid was also B'Rishos Beistin, but rather there is a new Ptur that was in Schadesh based on this, that he was Tehila B'Ra'as Beistin. And therefore, one needs a Gemara Ra in order that he should be Potter. And in order to be considered a Gemara Ra, one needs Mutar Matam Lases, just like one needs Mutar Matam Lases as far as the Chiyuv of Asur Reiv Tzibra Al Pien, and as far as the Halacha of Zalkein Mamre. Now, as far as this, how we learned that a Yachid Sha'asa B'Ra'as Beistin is Potter, one has to know what type of Beistin does one need. In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains that the Beistin they are referring to is a Sanhedrin Gedola. As Tesis explains, K'zidar Shinim Ateres Koinim Adas Yisrael Eidam Yuchedes Yisrael Zu Sanhedrin Gedola. And so too we find in the Chalkas Machaikik, in Evin Ezer and Simon Yadzayin of Katanayin Ches, that this that we find, that if Beistin were Mater Herli Nase Al Pi Eid Echad V'Holcha V'Niseis, that she is Pturim and Akarbin, is it only if they're based in the Ramata Hulinase were they based in Hagadol? If they're based in the Ramata Hulinase were not based in Hagadol, then we will not say that she is Pturim in Akarban, since in order to have the Alacha of Yachid Sha'asa B'yas Beisa, one needs the Yuah of based in Hagadol. In the Achrinim, for example, in Edvi Huda and Tinyani Yeredea Simmons Hadivav, and in the Karanir and Yuvamis, on the Afpezain or based on the other Achrinim, we find that they ask the following seeming stira in the Shita of Tesfis. As he mentioned before, Tesfis explains who you based in is referring to the Sanhedrin Gedela. On the other hand, Tesis goes on to explain this that we learned in our Gemara, Hurua based in Linose, Hai based in Enos and Hedri Gedela, Shari based in Yucheon Atiro Linose, and therefore the based in that is mentioned in our Gemara is referring to any based in, since one does not need a based in Agado in order to matter her Linose, which is not like the Shita of the Chalkas Mechikik that we mentioned before. But how are we to answer the seeming Stira Beshita Satesis? So to answer this kash, we find a number of mahalchim in the Achrenim. The Netziv Emir Mi'asada proves from this kasha that this Atesa says that one needs Sanhedri Gedula is now referring to the halacha of our Mishnah that Yachid Shas Abiyas based in his potzer, but rather Atesa is only referring to the rest of the perek, which is referring to Rav Tzibur Shas Alpi based in. That there is a chiyav ala tzibur and kol yachid v'yachid are peturim. And Tesis explains that in order for us to say that the tzibur are peturim, one needs a yuas based in Hagadol. Only by yuas based in Hagadol will we say that the tzibur sha'asu b'yuas based in are peturim. But as far as our Mishnah itself is concerned, in order to have the halacha v'yachid sha'asu b'yuas based in, one does not need a base in Hagadol, but rather a yachid that was toya b'yoras based in, even a based in Shoshoisha is also potter. That is the mahalach of the Netziv. In the Neid B'Yehuda and Sota we find in the Keraneira and Yevamos and in the Keraneira and Arsugya, they answer the seeming stira b'shita satesis by saying as follows, that even though, in order to have the lach of yachid shas b'yoras based in his potter, one needs a yoras based in Hagadol, but as far as based on being matter in Isha Linase al Pirechad, it is considered as if one has a Yuas based in Hagadol, since it was Pashto Yuas b'chol Yisrael al Pi based in Hagadol she'isha niseis al Pirechad. And for that reason we will say that any Yuas based in Shogimel is as if one has a Yuas based in Hagadol. In the Mishnah Melech in Perek Beis Milchash Kogos we find that the Mishnah Melech goes a step further. And the Mishnah Melech says if based in Paskin something shenis pashet b'chol Yisrael, v'chachamim yishenim v'gam achrenim sfir lehachi, then even if we are to say that a yachid she'asa b'yas based in his chayiv, but if a yachid did something shenis pashet b'chol Yisrael, v'chachamim yishenim v'gam achrenim sfir lehachi, then u'kli alma the yachid is potter. From the Mishnah Melech one sees the following chiddush, that this that one needs Asu kol, or roiv tzibur al piyam, in order for us to say that the tzibur are pater from bringing a carbon, is only a tnai in the ayra, that in order to be considered ayra, one needs sha'asu kol, or roiv tzibur al piyam. And only then will we say that kol yachid v'yachid are peturim. But if one has ayra, since it was nespashta b'chol Yisrael, v'chachamim yishenim v'gam archenim sfir lehachi, then Ukwayama, even a Yachid Shasa Beras based in, will be potter. Since then one has a Yura without this, that it was also called Urev Tzibur al PM. According to the Mishmalach, one has to say that as far as the Heter for Ni'isha Linase al Pied Echad, that is not considered as if it was Pashta Yura b'chol Yisrael v'gam Arishenim v'gam Archenim Sfir Leachi, since in the Gemara in Yevamos we find that if we are to say that Yachid Shasa Beras based in his Chayiv, so to an Isha that is Nisei Salpiyed Echad is also Chayiv. Now to explain Pshat and the Gemara Yevamos according to the Mishnah Melech, Chachira one has to say as follows, that since the Heter for an Isha Linase Alpiyed Echad is based on this, we assume that the Yed Echad is saying the MS, since an Isha is Daiko Menaspa. For that reason, one no longer has a general hurrah for us to say that since it was nespashta b'chol Yisrael, For that reason, we will say that a yachid sha'asa with such a ra'ah is potter. And for that reason, so too the chalkas mechikik understands that one needs a ra'ah based on a gadol in order for us to say that holcha v'niseis al p'em is potter. Without a ra'ah based on a gadol, we will not say that holcha v'niseis al p'em is potter. Since the entire het in Yisuin is a case to case heter, since we say that since the Isha is daiko manaspa, for that reason we are semech that the Eda Echad is saying the emes, and her bow was mace. That is a chayr pshat in the Gemara Nivames according to the Mishnah Melech, and that is pshat in the Shita of the Chelkas Mechaykik. Now getting back to the Shita of our Tesis again, the Acharinim explained pshat in the Shita of Tesis by saying that by Heru a base linoset is considered as if one has the Ruas based in Agadol. That is the second Mahalach with which the Acharinim answer the seeming Stira and Tesis. A third Mahalach as far as how to answer the seeming Stira of Shitas HaTesis is as we find in the Arifraim and Siman Aleph, that the Arifraim and Siman Aleph answers the seeming Stira of Shitas HaTesis as follows, that this that one needs a Ruas based in Agadol in order for us to say that a Yachid Sha'asa B'Ruas based in his Potter is because by Ruas based in Agadol we will say that even if the Ruas was a Ruas betos, but still the Ruas is considered a Ruas. As we find in the Sefri and the Pasuk, Vasisa Piadavar Shagido Cha Yaminus Mo. And since it is considered a Ra, even though the Ra was a Ra betos, for that reason we will say that if a Yachid was Asa Piara based in Agadol, he is Pater, since he was Asa Piara based in, since the Ra is considered a Ra, even though it was betos. But that is only as far as a Ra based in Agadol is concerned. A Yirah is based in Shoshvisha, if the Yirah was a Yirah betos, such a Yirah is not considered a Yirah. And for that reason, if Yachid was also a Yirah based in Shogimel, and the base in Shogimel made a mistake, then such a Yirah is not considered a Yirah, and one will not have the Allah of Yachid Sha'asa Yirah based in. In other words, based on this that we mentioned before, Beshitas Rashi, that in order to have the Allah of Yachid Sha'asa Yirah based in, one needs that the Ruah should have a Tiras Ruah. One needs that the Ruah should have a Tiras Ruah even after it was inspired that the Ruah was a Ruah betos, which is only by base in Hagadol, not by base in Shoshoisha. This that we find the Tesis says, that as far as a Ruah based on Linase Vahocha Venises, that she is Pturim and Akarbin is even if her based in Shoshoisha or Maria, is because that her Ruah is not considered a Ruah betos. Since the halacha is that an isha is muteres linase al pi eid echad, and therefore they were not toya b'ra'asan, just it happens to be that in that specific case the eid echad was mishaker. But as far as the actual ra that based in paskind, that an isha is muteres linase al pi eid echad, there was no toos. And for that reason, the ra will be considered a ra, even though the ra was yitze from a based in shoshoisha, and we will apply the halach of Yachid Shahasa Beras based in his potzer. That is the mahalach of the Arifraim as far as how to answer the seeming stira b'shitas hatesis. Well, everyone can answer the seeming stira b'shitas hatesis with another mahalach. And one can say that really the halach is that Yachid Shahasa Beras based in, even if the base were based in Shoshoisha is potzer. This hatesis says that one needs a Yachid based in Agadol is only as far as a Ruah be'isr v'heter. For example, if based in paskin the achil of his mutter, in order for the Ruah to be considered a Ruah, one needs a Ruah based in Hagadol. As far as isr v'heter is concerned, there is no such thing as a based in Shoshoisha. This that we find, that there is such a thing as a based in Shoshoisha or based in Shochav Gimel, is not as far as isr v'heter. And therefore, relative to Isser Veheter, if a based in Shoshoisha will pass in the Achil of his Mutzer, that a Ra will not be considered a Ra's based in, but rather will be considered a Ra Shogimo Chachamim. And a Ra Shogimo Chachamim does not have a Tiras Ra's based in order for us to say that a Yachid Shahasa Ra's based in his Potter. Only by a Ra's based in Shalayin Aleph will we say that a Ra's based in Shalayin Aleph be Isser Veheter is considered a Ra's based in, since a based in Shalayin Aleph have a din to Yimura about Isser Veheter. And therefore their Ra will be considered a Ra's based in, even as far as Isser Veheter is concerned. And for that reason, Teishanim says that one needs a base in Chayin Aleph as far as a Ross Isser Veheter. On the other hand, as far as being Matur and Ishalinase, a base in Shoshoisha has a din of a base, and as far as being Matur and Ishalinase, since Rabbanan said that one needs a base in Shoshoisha in order to be Matur and Ishalinase. And for that reason, a Ross is considered a Ross Basedin, and one will have the Allah of Yachit Shahazab Ross Basedin as Potzer. According to these last two mahalchim that we mentioned, this, that Taisha says that one needs a Ross based in Shalayin Aleph, is not because there is a Tanai of base in Shalayin Aleph in order for us to have the halacha of Yachid Shasab Ross based in his Pater, but rather this, that one needs a base in Shalayin Aleph, is only in order to be considered a Ross. According to the first mahalch that we mentioned before, this, that one needs the Ross based in Shalayin Aleph in order to be considered a Ross, is because only by a base in Chayin Aleph will we say that a Ra'a B'Tos is considered a Ra'a. On the other hand, according to the second Mahalach that we mentioned, this that we need a Ra'a based in Chayin Aleph in order to be considered a Ra'a, is because as far as Iser V'Heter is concerned, only a base in Chayin Aleph has a Teras Ra'a based in order to paskin Iser V'Heter. So again, according to the Mahalach of the Netziv B'Shitas HaTesis, the Netziv understands that as far as the Halacha of Yachid Shehaseh B'Ras Beis Din, there is no din that one needs a Beis Din Chayin Aleph in order to have the Ptur of Yachid Shehaseh B'Ras Beis Din, but rather one will have the Ptur of Yachid Shehaseh B'Ras Beis Din, even by a Beis Din Shoshoisha. According to the Mahalach of the Nedi B'Yehuda and the Keren Eira, in order to have the Halacha of a Yachid Shehaseh B'Ras Beis Din is Pater, one always needs a Beis Din Shalayin Aleph. This how we find the Taisa says, that by Hurla Beis Din Linase V'Holcha V'Nisas Alpim, that the Isha is Ptura. The one does not need a Beis Din Shalayin Aleph is only because it is considered as if one has a Beis Din Shalayin Aleph. According to the third and fourth Mahalach that we mentioned before, this that one needs a Beis Din Shalayin Aleph is only in certain cases. But there is no rule that across the board one always needs a Beis Din Shalayin Aleph. Now let us go on to the next sugya. As we mentioned before in our Gemara, we find that there is a machlekes if one needs mutarim atem lases, or mutarim atem by itself is enough. In the Teis Rosh, we find that the Teis Rosh asks the following kasha b'shem the Ramah. What is the difference between mutarim atem and mutarim atem lases? The Ramah answers the kasha by saying that mutarim atem is referring to a case that they asked based in hira ma onu lahiras heter bechilav shalakeva v'amru lahem mutarim atem, and that is where there is a machlokes if one needs mutarim atem la'aseis or not. The Teis Rosh goes on to ask the following kasha on the Ramah. V'ini hiralon dikivan shiada amira shashal lukti lahiras heter kol shayol Yisr havli ladaktik bidvarov, ukishu hira lam heter kol shekin da havi haya. That is a kasha that the Tosfos HaRosh asks on the Ramah. So before we answer the kasha of the Tosfos HaRosh on the Ramah, I'd like to mention the shita of Rashi that we mentioned before. The Rashi explains this, that one needs mutarim atam lases, is because in order to be considered as if was nigmar ha-ra'asam, one needs mutarim atem la'asais. But here one has to understand, what is the maila of saying mutarim atem la'asais more than saying mutarim atem? And what is pshata, one needs mutarim atem la'asais in order to be considered a gmar ha-ra'a? So before we explain pshat and Rashi, and answer the kasha of the Teis Rosh and the Ramah, I would like to mark them with the following hakdama. As far as Iser V'Heter is concerned, one does not need a Beis Din, but rather all one needs is the Heter of a Chacham. And if a Chacham says that something is Mutter, the Halacha is that the Chefetz is Mutter. And one is allowed to be Simach on the Chacham and to go eat whatever the Chacham said is Mutter. Now as far as a Chacham is concerned, if a Yachid was Asa B'Ras Chacham, it is Pashat that the Yachid is Chayiv. And even though the Yachid had a right to be Simach upon the Heter of the Chacham, but still, the Yachid will be chayiv a korban even though he was samach al pi chacham. In order for the Yachid to be pater, one needs a Ras Beis Din, in order for us to say that a Yachid shehaseh b'Ras Beis Din is pater. Now, okay, one has to understand what is the difference between a Ras Chacham and a Ras Beis Din, that only by Ras Beis Din do we say that a Yachid shehaseh b'Ras Beis Din is pater. So here to explain Pshat and the difference between Eiras Chacham and Eiras Beis, one has to say as follows, that as far as the Rav Chacham is concerned, what the Chacham is doing is this, that he's telling us Yediya, and he's telling us Yediya that the Torah said that this Chifetz is Motzer, and we are allowed to be Semech upon the Yediya of the Chacham. That is as far as a Ras Hatter Shal Chacham is concerned. But as far as the Ra'a Beistin, if Beistin pask in the Chilv is Mutter, one has the Psak of Beistin. And the Psak of Beistin is not just this, that Beistin are giving over Yediya, that the Torah is Mater this Chaticha, but rather there is a Koyach HaPsak. And so to his Mavur, in the Ksar Sacheshin and Simin, Lamechesef Katan Dalet. Based on this, one can explain the difference between a Yachesh Samach on the Heter V'chacham and a Yachesh Samach al Hiras Beistin. If a Yachesh was told by Yachesh Chacham, since the entire Heter V'chacham is just this, that the Chacham is giving over his Yediya of the Torah, if the Chacham was told, then there is no longer anything for the Yachesh to be Tehillah in, and the Yachesh will be Chayev. On the other hand, a Yachid Sha'as HaBiras Beistin is Potter, since even if Beistin were Toya, but still one has the Psak of Beistin. What Beistin are giving over is not just that they are saying their idea of the Torah, but rather they have a Koyach HaPsak even as far as Iser V'Heter is concerned. And therefore their Psak remains even if they were Toya. And for that reason one will have the Halacha of Yachid Sha'as HaBiras Beistin is Potter. Based on this, that the Ptur of Yochid Sha'as HaBiras Beis Din is dependent upon this, that there is a Psak of Beis Din Leheter, one can explain Pshat in the Ramah as follows. This that the Ramah says, that Mutar Ma'atam is referring to a case Shol Lahem Ayra Ma'anu Lahiras Heter Becheo Shalakeva Va'amru Lahem Mutar Ma'atam, that there is no Ptur of Yochid Sha'as HaBiras Beis Din, is because then all Beis Din are giving over is their idea of the halachis of the Torah, but there is no psak taking place, since they are not paskening a specific shayla, and they are not paskening a psak for anyone. They are just saying over the halacha, and for that reason, one will not have the halacha of Yachid Sha'as HaBiras Beis Din as potter. In order to have the halacha of Yachid Sha'as HaBiras Beis Din, one needs a psak, and therefore one needs mutarim atem la'asais. In order to be considered a psak, one needs a psak about a specific shayla and for a specific person. That is Uchaya, the Mahalich B'shitas HaRamah. And so to Uchaya, one can explain Pshat and Rashi as follows. This Rashi says that in order to be considered a Gemara Ra, one needs Mutar Matam Asais, is because in order to be considered a psak, one needs that Beis Din says Mutarim Atam Asais. If all Beis Din said was Mutarim Atam, even though it is understood that Beis Din is coming to say Mutar Matam Lases, but still, without Beis Din saying Mutar Matam Lases, all Beis Din are giving over is the idea of the halachis of the Torah. And Beis Din is saying you should know that the Torah is matter this specific thing. But there is no psak of Beis Din. And as long as there is no psak of Beis Din till Beis Din says Mutar Matam Lases, for that reason all we have is a Yachid Shetola in the idea sachacham es hatayah, and therefore the chacham was taught that there is no longer any idea hatayah. For that reason, the yachid will be chayiv. In the Rashash and in the Magen Geburim and other archein, we find that the Rashash says from this our Gemara says one needs mutar matam lasis. This is the makar of Rava the Bava Kama daf samaches and beis. That in order to be considered a Gemara Din, one needs a Beis Din should say Tzei Tainloi. And if all Beis Din said was Chayev Atalitinloi, it is not considered a Gemara Din. Uchir this, the Rava says, that one needs Tzei Tainloi in order to be considered a Gemara Din. And Chayev Atalitinloi is not enough, is also based on this that we said before. That if all Beis Din said was Chayev Atalitinloi, all Beis Din are doing is giving over their idea of the Torah, but there is no psak din taking place. And in order to be considered a Gemara Din, one needs a psak din of Beis Din, that Beis Din says Tzei Tainloi. Just like one sees in our Gemara, that one needs Mutarim Atam Lases in order to be considered a psak. Uvei divrei harashash and the magen gibirim. One can explain pshat and gemara b'vakama to divrei mahalach, and one can explain pshat and gemara b'vakama that even though chayav atalitin is considered a psak, and one does not need seitenu in order to be considered a psak, but as far as the nimamnis are concerned, it is not enough that one has a psak in order to be considered a gemara din, but rather, as far as the nimamnis are concerned, in order to be considered a gemara din, one needs a base din or actually mechayev the nidin with their psak. And only if base din are to say tseitenoi, will we say that base din are actually mechayev the nidin with their psak. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and gemara in Bava Kamma. In Rash, we find the Rashi explains that this machlokes nar gemara for needs mutarim atem lases, or mutarim atem is enough, is a machlokes as far as gemara hira is concerned. What does one need to be considered a gemara hira? Does one need mutarim atem lases to be considered a gemara hira? Or do we say the mutarim atem by itself is enough to be considered a gemara hira? And so to Ocher one sees as well. From this, our gemara brings a raya that one needs mutarim atem lases from the halacha of Zalkei Mamre. And our gemara proves from Zalkei Mamre that one needs mutarim atem lases. In other words, by Zalkei Mamre, one needs a gemara ra. And if one sees by Zalkei Mamre that one needs mutarim atem lases, from there one sees that in order to be considered a gemara ra, one needs mutarim atem lases. From the Rama Ocher, one sees that the Rama argues on Rashi. The Rama explains, this our gemara brings a raya. From the halacha of harila based on linase v'holcha v'kokula, that the isha is chayevis v'karban shoytirula elo linase, the Rama explains the raya of the gemara is as follows. From this that we say that holcha v'kokula she is chayevis v'karban, from there one sees that one needs mutarim atam lases. As Rama explains, that had one not needed mutarim atam lases, then even though Beisim or Mater Linase, but still with this, that Beisim or Mater Linase, Yitzua Mechal, Eishas Ishel Chol Dover, and therefore even if she was Kokwa, she should be Petura Mina Karben. And from this, that Kokwa is Chiavis Bekarben, from there one sees, that we make Ritayo Das Beiskin, Elaba Oisa Maisa Atzma Shahiruba Heter. And from there, Argamar proves that one needs Mutarim atem lasais. Well, Chayman has to understand pshat in the Arama. Even if we are to say with the other shita that mutarim atem by itself is enough, but over here Basin said that she is muteres linase, and therefore kokua is not included in their heter, and for that reason we will say that kokua the isha is chayaves bekarbin. And so too one can ask on the Rama, if according to Rama, the entire machlokes for needs mutarim atem lases or not is referring to a case that someone came to ask based in what he should paskin as far as chilav is concerned. But in a case that a yachid came to ask about chilav, then we will say that kuyama mutarim atem is enough. If so, in this case, that the isha came to based in to ask if she is mutaris linase, then kuyama hurra based in lahatir should be enough. And one should not need harula based in hater nisuin. And for that reason, kuyama kokua should be p'turim in a carbon. So to explain pshat and the raya of our gemara according to Ramah L'chayil, one has to say as follows. That since, as we said before, in order to be considered a psak, one needs mutarim atem lasais. For that reason, in order for the isha to be p'turim in a carbon, one needs that she was nisais and not that she was kokua. Since the psak was a psak of heter nisuin, for that reason, only if she was holcha v'niseis will she be p'turim in a karbin. Since then, she was teila in the psak of beistin. By holcha v'kokua, that she was not teila in the psak of beistin, for that reason, holcha v'kokua is chayeves b'karbin. But that is only if we are to say that one needs mutarim atem lases. On the other hand, if we are to say the mutarim atem by itself is enough, this, the mutarim atem by itself is enough, is because one does not need a psak. But all one needs is this, that someone is teila in the idias based in es hatera. And if all one needs is this, that someone is teila in the idias based in es hatera, then even holcha v'kokla shripturim in akarbin, since with this, that based on where matar ha'linase, one has the idias hatera that she is a pnuya, and therefore even kokua will be considered teila bebeistin. That is a chayra. the Mahalach and our Gemara according to the Ramah. So again, according to Rashi, the Nidin in our Gemara, if one needs Mutarim Atem La'aseis, or not as a Machlekes, if one needs Mutarim Atem La'aseis in order to be considered a Gemara Ra, or do we say the Mutarim Atem by itself is considered a Gemara Ra? On the other hand, according to the Ramah, the Machlekes is what one needs in order to have the Lach of Yachid Shas Abiras based in. Does one need a Psak of based in order to have the Lach of Yachid Shas Abiras based in, and therefore one needs Mutarim Atem La'aseis? Since in order to be considered a psak, one needs mutarim atam la'aseis, or do we say that all one needs is this, that yachid is tehila, in the ideas based in a satira, and for that reason mutarim atam by itself is enough? Now, one has to understand, according to Ramah, what is pshat in this, our Gemara brings a raya from Zakeh Mamre, that one sees that just like by Zakeh Mamre, one needs mutarim atam la'aseis, that so too, in our sugya, one needs mutarim atam la'aseis. If by Zakeh Mamre one needs a psak, then for that reason we will say that by Zakeh Mamre one needs mutarim atam la'aseis in order to have the halacha of Zakeh Mamre. This, that there is a mandamer that says that all one needs is mutarim atam, is because this mandamer understands that one does not need the psak in order for us to say that a yachid shasa b'ras based in his potzer. So to explain pshat in the raya of our Gemara according to Ramah, one has to say as follows, that the machlokes if one needs mutarim atem, or one needs mutarim atem la'aseis in order to have the halacha of yachid shasa b'ras based in, is a shaila as when we see the takala tuya be'based in. In other words, this that we say the yachid shasa b'ras based in is potter, is because then we see that the takala is tuya be'based in. And it is considered as if based in themselves were mekalko, since the hara brought about a kalko. And the machlokes nar Gemara is as far as this, that yachid shasa b'ras based in, that the kalkoa is tuya be'based in. When do we see the kalkoa tuya be'based in? Do we say that in order for us to see the kalkoa tuya be'based in, one needs that based in pask in the psak of mutar matam la'aseis? Or do we say that with based in giving over their idea satira, that itself is enough for us to say that the takala is tuya be'based in? And so to by Zakeh Mamre, this that one needs mutarim atam la'aseis by Zakeh Mamre is because there is a halacha that in order for the Zakeh Mamre to be chayiv, one needs that the asiya, this that people listen to the Zakeh Mamre, the takala that took place is tuya b'Zakeh Mamre, and it is considered as if the Zakeh Mamre himself was mekalkel. And only if it is considered as if the Zakeh Mamre himself was mekalkel will the Zakeh Mamre be chayiv. And for that reason, the same needin of our Gemara, if one needs mutarim atam la'aseis, or mutarim atam is enough, will apply to Zakeh Mamre as well. In Tesis, we find that Tesis has the following shaila: Tzarechinim based in atmon chayavin lahavi kispa eseira. Which, as Achrinim explain, is this, that Tesis has a suffix in a case that based in were not also, and only a yachid was also a PM are based in chayavim a carbon yachid or not. And so too we find in the Aguda, from the suffix of Tesis and the Aguda, one clearly sees that the Ptur of yachid shasa beras based in is based on this, that the takola is tuya be based in, and since the Ptur of yachid shasa beras based in is because of takolas tuya be'based in, for that reason both Tesis and the Aguda have it said that based in should be chayavim to bring a korban yachid, since the takolas hayachid is tuya bahem. In the Gemara we find the following nidin: what is the halach in a case of hayru basin shechilu motrev nischal v'chilu b'shumun v'achlay? Is he pater or is he chayiv? Rashi explains that the shayla of our Gemara is a shayla, if we are to say that yachid Sha'as HaBiras Beis in his potter, is it considered as if he was Tehila be'based in, and therefore he is potter? Or do we say that a Hoyal Boihave Alpiyah Mamish Ketehila Ba'atzmai Hu V'chayiv? In the Mishnah Melech, on the other hand, in Perek Beis Melchash Kogas V'chabes, we find that the Mishnah Melech explains this, that according to Rav, he is potter, is not because he is Tehila be'based in, but rather this, that he is potter, is because one does not have a Shav Me'idi Asai. And Rav does not hold like our Gemara says, Kivin the Chimisiyada Luhu Abeis in Hadri Bahu, Funami Hadr Beishav Midiyasehu, but rather, Rav understands that he is not considered a Shav Midiyasim, for that reason he is Potzer. That is how the Mishnah Melech explains Pshat and Rav. In the Stipler, in Siman Aleph, we find that the Stipler explains Pshat and Rav as follows. And the Stipler says, V'tayim ad Rav Nira de Sever she'ikr chiyav ha-kapor ba ha-shkoga she'shogag. Mishum da havei loy le-meidak v'loy lovei l'day tos. V'hacha ein l'chayri karban ash v'idak u bolu chal tos. Da tos zelay garam l'chet yoyser mishi ilu loy ta. Shari ilu loy ta hiya gamkin oyser da v'zami achar she'yesh loy yiroas based in she'chilev z'motzer. The Stipler goes on to say that from the Mishnah Melech, one sees that the Mishnah Melech understands that that itself is the chsarn of Loi Shav Midiyase according to Rav. And the Mishnah Melech explains that the problem of not being Shav Midiyase, that Heichash Loi Shav Midiyase is Nachayev a Korban, is because we say Loi Hoysa Shigigas HaMetzias Sibas HaAchila. And that itself is the reason why according to Rav one is not Chayev a Korban. The Stipler goes on to say that Pshat in the Sheet of Rabbi Yechanan is because Rabbi Yechanan understands that the Korban is Balachaper Avor Etzem Maisa Avera Sha'osa. V'rak Shu Mezid Ein Way Kaporas Korban Avo Kolhecha Shu Shege Chay Korban Afilu Kshinato Siba Lachet Kigoyin Hachash Gam Ilo Yoda Shizachil Vaya Ilchoy Al Piyo Yoas Beistin. That is how the Stipler explains Pshat and Machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. V'chir according to the Mashmos of Rashi, as Rav Shach is medayik that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is a machlokes one has a p'tur of tola b'ra'as based in or not. Here one can explain pshat the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan as follows: that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is a machlokes b'yisoidin tola b'based in. This that tola b'based in is potter. Do we say that it is because that then we are tola the takola b'based in, as we mentioned before? Or do we understand that the Petura has nothing to do with the fact that we are Tehla the Takola in Basin? Rav understands that this, that Tola the Basin is Potter, has nothing to do with the fact that we are Tehla the Takola in Basin, but rather, even if one cannot be Tehla the Takola in Basin, but still one has a Petura of Tola the Basin. This, Rabbi Yechanan is Mechayev, and Rabbi Yechanan understands that one does not have the Petura of Tola the Basin. Is because Rabbi Yechanan understands that in order to have the Petura of Tola based in, one needs to be able to be Tehla the Takola and based in. If one cannot be Tehla the Takola and based in, one will not be Potter. And therefore, in a case of Neschal Foychela Beshuman, that one cannot be Tehla the Takola and based in, since even without the Yoa based in, the Takola would still have taken place. For that reason, one does not have the Petura of Tola based in. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan according to the Shita of Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.